Locker room chats continuing here on KMZA, talking Centralia basketball with girls head coach, that is Roger Holthaus, presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Coach, real quick, we'll get to the matchup with Troy last night, but obviously a very challenging field in terms of the TVL tournament. Your team prevails and wins the tournament this year. Great wins over Donovan West and then 2A number 2 Valley Heights in the semifinals. Just give us your thoughts on your team's overall performance and going out that tough week and winning that tournament.
I thought we played pretty consistent throughout the week, Brandon. I thought defensively, I thought we played well in all three games we played in. I thought D West, we really shot the ball very, very well against D West. Valley Heights is this physical of Valley Heights, and they're gonna be physical. They're a physical team. And I thought we lost a little bit of our composure there in the third quarter. They started the fourth, and it took us a little bit to kind of gather ourselves, got through the adversity.
Then you bounce right back, turn around pretty quick from Saturday to Tuesday, and a road win at Troy, big time fashion, 59-31. Obviously, it really jump-start from the second quarter on. You started that second quarter on a 13-0 run. Your team really didn't look back from there. How impressed were you with that performance Tuesday night?
After league tournament, I felt like we didn't have a lot of we looked tired at times, and but credit Troy because they did this good thing, ran track and field on us, and we practiced against them until you see it live and in color. Makes a little bit, you just got to get through that. And I think after the first quarter, our girls settled down. They kind of figured some of the stuff out, and we did with some shots.
Now, reigning athlete of the week, Lena Haverkamp, we've talked about her, and she hit ultimately what was the game-winning three in the championship game against Valley Heights, and then she leads all scorers last night with 17 against Troy. Seems like she's kind of turning her game on at the right time.
Yeah, she's shooting the ball. She's very confident right now as a shooter, and we need her to be confident because they're gonna try to take Owen out and Avery out. So if you get that third one, they gotta worry about her. That usually it helps our team anyway. So she's very confident right now. She's playing really well at this point in time.
Up to number 2 this week in 1A D1, still undefeated. Season rolls on. You get Hanover Friday. Obviously, a very challenging opponent.
Yeah, anytime you go to Hanover, it's going to be. And Hanover's good. They're a very good basketball team, and we're going to play really well up there at their place. So, just another challenge in a long season, Brandon. That you got to get through it and grind at times. You got to get through it. Try to just get a little bit better than he was the day before, and see what happens.
There it is, Roger Holthaus, Centralia girls coach. His team's still unbeaten, and they will get another TVL test on Friday against Hanover. Conversation with the coach presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Again, TVL opponent on Friday with Hanover. Centralia girls coach Roger Holthaus, we appreciate it very much. Thanks again, coach, and we will talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you, Brandon.